Herzman to remain atop the NTSB. Britain clears Boeing of advertising fraud, and NASA's deputy is moving on. This is Aero News for Thursday, August 8, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. President Obama has nominated Deborah A.P. Herzman to serve a third term as chair of the NTSB. The appointment came late last week, just 2 days before her term was set to expire. Herzman has been chair of the board since July 2009. Her appointment must be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, which is currently on its August recess. Bloomberg News reports that, in a separate order, Obama appointed Herzman as acting vice chairman, a position that does not require Senate confirmation. That order will allow Herzman to continue to lead the board until her appointment is made official by the Senate. In an emailed statement, Herzman said she is, quote-unquote, grateful for the confidence President Obama has in her and that she looks forward to, again quoting, working with my fellow board members to make transportation across all modes safer for our citizens, end quote. Christopher Hart, who had been vice chairman under Herzman, was also renominated Thursday to remain on the board. The Hill reports that the appointment as chair is for a 2-year term, but that Herzman was also tapped to serve another 5-year term as a member of the NTSB. Britain's Advertising Standards Agency has cleared Boeing of charges leveled by Airbus of publishing a misleading advertisement in an airline trade magazine. According to the agency, a magazine ad for Boeing's 747-8 Intercontinental, placed in Flight International, was headed, quote, "The New 747-8 Intercontinental," and a subhead stated, "Your 747-8 Intercontinental Advantage." The fine print of the ad made comparisons between the 747-8 and the Airbus A380, including that the 747-8 had a 26% trip cost advantage over the A380, and that the new 747-8 is 8% more fuel efficient per seat as compared to the A380, and therefore emits 45,000 fewer tons of CO2 per year. Airbus challenged those comparisons to the A380, saying they were misleading. The ASA ruled Wednesday that the ad was not misleading, saying in essence that the ad targeted airplane buying decision makers and that those individuals would be well informed about the available aircraft from all manufacturers and would not likely be swayed by a single advertisement. NASA announced Tuesday that Deputy Administrator Lori Garver is departing the agency for a job not connected with space. Garver informed her colleagues of her departure in an email on Monday, saying, quote, "I will be resigning from my position as NASA Deputy Administrator effective September the 6th and have accepted a new position in the private sector outside the space industry," end quote. Space News reports that the private sector job is with the pilot union ALPA. Her exact role with the pilot union has not yet been reported. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden said of Garver in a statement officially announcing her departure, quote, "She has been an indispensable partner in our efforts to keep NASA on a trajectory of progress and innovation. In a time of great change and challenge, she has been a remarkable leader who has consistently shown great vision and commitment to NASA and the aerospace industry," end quote. Pilatus Aircraft Industry China Company Limited opened for business on August the 5th in the Chinese metropolis of Chongqing. The new joint venture company will allow Pilatus Aircraft Limited to establish itself in the Chinese market. An initial contract to supply a total of 50 PC-12s and PC-6s has also been signed. The newly created company and associated Pilatus activities in China will have a positive impact on production operations in Switzerland. The gradual opening up of Chinese airspace has brought new importance to civil aviation there. The Chinese Aviation Authority, CAAC, expects to see average growth of over 10% in the Chinese aviation industry in the next few years. Pilatus opted to set up a joint venture company with a Chinese partner for the purpose of gaining a firm foothold in this new market. Armadillo Aerospace founder John Carmack said at the QuakeCon gaming conference in Dallas last week that the company has suspended its operations following a parachute failure during a Stig B rocket test in January. The rocket hit the ground at high speed. Carmack, a video gaming entrepreneur, said that the company is, for all intents and purposes, out of money. Carmack said at the conference that the company is in, quote, sort of a hibernation mode, end quote, and that he has suspended most of the development work for this year. That according to a report in New Space Journal Online. He said he had poured over $1 million of his own money into the program. Carmack said he is currently seeking outside investors to bring Armadillo out of what he called that hibernation mode. When Aero News continues, spend the day with John and Martha King. Lessons learned from the EAB market and build a plane for teachers.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, August the 8th. I'm Glenn Moyer. King Schools has announced a new sweepstakes to honor, celebrate, and promote mentoring in aviation at a news conference during Air Venture last Thursday. The sweepstakes winner will enjoy an all-expense-paid vacation for two to San Diego, California, where they will spend an enjoyable day with John and Martha, including starring in their own King video segment and traveling to Palm Springs with the Kings in their private Falcon jet, where they will enjoy mentoring and share hangar flying over dinner at a Top Chef restaurant before returning to San Diego. The sweepstakes winner will also receive lodging for four nights, rental car, $1,000 in spending money, and a King Schools Get It All kit of their choice. During the course of the sweepstakes, John and Martha will be sharing mentoring stories with their email and social media subscribers. You can check it all out at www.kingschools.com/sweepstakes. The National Transportation Safety Board is presenting a seminar highlighting the lessons that have been learned from the NTSB's investigations of accidents involving experimental amateur-built aircraft, or EABs. With more than 33,000 EAB aircraft in the U.S. alone, this segment of general aviation has grown rapidly in recent years. While representing nearly 10% of the general aviation fleet, EAB aircraft are involved in about 15% of the total and over 20% of the fatal U.S. general aviation accidents. The seminar will provide attendees a unique opportunity to hear about some of the EAB accidents that the NTSB has investigated, as well as the recommended safety efforts to reduce the EAB accident rate. For this seminar, the NTSB has partnered with other organizations also committed to enhancing general aviation safety, namely EAA, AOPA, and the FAA, who all will be participating in the event. The safety seminar will be held on Saturday, August 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the NTSB Training Center in Ashburn, Virginia. Now, the event is free and open to the public, but it is limited to 200 attendees, so early registration is highly recommended. The NBAA has announced that it will, for the first time, host a Build-A-Plane Teachers Day in conjunction with the annual Careers in Business Aviation Day held each year at NBAA's Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, or NBAA 2013, which takes place this year in Las Vegas, Nevada. During Build-A-Plane Teachers Day, speakers will present materials from industry, government, and aviation organizations to expose students to all aspects of aviation. For example, educational materials will be available from Honeywell, the Federal Aviation Administration, the National Air and Space Museum, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the Academy of Model Aeronautics, the Experimental Aircraft Association, Fly to Learn, Aviation Explorers, and more. A wide variety of free take-home materials will also be available for all attending teachers. NBAA and Build-A-Plane, the nonprofit aviation education organization, will present the Teachers Day program on October the 24th, the convention's third day. The event is sponsored by Honeywell Aerospace. So, I guess you could say we've come a long way from reading, writing, and arithmetic. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.